Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the State Gaming Commission today concludes the final 2 days of public hearings on the rival casino projects in Revere and Everett, industry experts are asking whether casino supply already exceeds consumer demand. Thousands of layoffs are expected this year for the casinos in Atlantic City, and revenues are declining at the giant Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. So, is the regional casino market saturated before the first casino in Massachusetts even opens its doors? To talk about this morning, we're joined now by Father Richard McGowan, economics professor at Boston College and an expert in gambling. Welcome back to Morning Edition.
Great to be with you, Bob.
You were recently quoted as saying that everyone in the gaming industry knows there's too much supply for the demand. The gusher is over. If that's the case, then why are the moguls pushing these casino proposals in Revere and Everett?
Well, I think this is the last major market in the Northeast that hasn't been tapped, and realizing that they can probably reclaim gamblers who are right now going to Connecticut or Rhode Island, they figured that this might be the last big opportunity to get any kind of additional revenue.
Is there any unmet demand in the Boston area?
Well, in the sense that when you open up the casino, you will expand the market, and basically you'll make it a lot more convenient for people to come in. I guess the other hope is that Boston's such a tourist attraction that some of the tourists will go to the casino.
Fitch Rating Service says one of the problems is stagnant wages among lower-tier players, meaning they simply don't have the money to gamble anymore. If that's the case, is locating a casino in blue-collar Revere at Suffolk Downs or in Everett kind of a gamble in itself?
Yes, it is. But at the same time, it's the only spot really you could do it in the Boston area, because clearly you're not going to put it into the city itself. The people who are going to be going on buses and things like that, who are going now currently to Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, will probably want to stay in the Boston. But yeah, and yet their median income has stagnated.
Fitch Rating Service also says that Penn National, which is building the state's only slot parlor in the town of Plainville at the Plain Ridge Racetrack, is very vulnerable given the cost that it's incurred over the years in its gambling operations around the country. Give us your sense of how vulnerable you think Penn National is in terms of the slowdown in gambling.
Well, if you think about it, the majority of people are in the 495 area. They're the ones who are going to have the money to gamble. And so I will grant you that Penn National will probably do well in the beginning. I do have to wonder, once there's one open up in the Boston area, whether or not there would be a sufficient market to support that.
Plus the competition that Penn National will have down in Rhode Island from the gambling operations there. In your opinion, is the slot parlor then the biggest gamble the state takes in terms of whether that particular venue will be a financial success?
Yeah, I would probably say that that's the one that you do wonder whether or not in the long run how much longer Penn National is going to be able to support that. And remember, Bob, 80% of the casino space is slot machines. So in a lot of ways, that's what most people want to play.
Big picture question to close out here. Of course, we see the headlines, as we've been talking about gambling revenue down. We also know that in Massachusetts, coming up this fall, there'll be a ballot question that voters will vote on as to whether or not to repeal the state gaming law that authorizes all these gambling venues here. Do you think that the tide is turning against casino gambling?
It's going to be a very much closer vote than anybody thought it was going to be in the beginning. I would probably say it'll still pass. And I think the Boston area is going to be probably anti-gambling, and the rest of the state will probably be more pro-casino gambling.
Father Richard McGowan, economics professor at Boston College and expert on casino gambling, thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Once again, great to be with you, Bob.